big one I've got is the big one is Jedinak, really, because you know, he played in Thailand on Tuesday, so we just walked through the door and I've just seen him there pick up a cup of coffee and I'll have a conversation with him. Knowing him, he'll want to play, and that's always refreshing to hear. But I've got to make sure that, you know, that he's not fatigued, because the game's hard enough without you feeling great, and there's no way you can feel great if you've been on an overnight flight from Thailand or wherever it is. Mm-hmm. So I'll make that decision with, and it helps though with an experienced pro like he is. So that's the big key one. You know, Khadija is played in France on Tuesday, so it's only just over the water, so that's not a problem, not an issue. He hasn't been through time zones and jet lag and all this. We'll see how he is, but it's come at the wrong time, because, you know, all we've worked on is preparation, really, and for the last 10-12 days we've not been able to do any, you know, because 10 or 12 of them have been away.
So how do you work then? You're taking on Brighton, and you'll have looked at them, you'd have had them watched, you've got all the reports. So how do you do your team shape and your pattern play?
You don't. Simplest thing is you don't, you can't. The only thing, we've got them today. You know, we've got them today. So that's the downside of playing on a Friday, especially if you're playing on away from home. It's a big advantage for me, or for any team, to play at home after an international, because now you're not travelling to the other end of the country. So, look, it is what it is. And the preparation and all the rest of it, Tom, is not ideal, because we haven't done any. So you just got to keep the other ones ticking over and keep them at the levels they were at. And of course, you wait for your internationals to come back.
You've had a lot of plaudits about your team and about you since you've arrived here. This will show you a lot, won't it? Brighton,
yeah,
top of the table.
This is without question, a big, big test. They're a good side. We've got an excellent manager. I've got the highest respect for what they've done at Brighton. When you go and see the crowd, the atmosphere, the stadium, the training ground, they've done things very, very quietly and in the right way over the last 2, 3, 4 years, accumulating now with getting in the playoffs last year. They were dealt a cruel blow, you know, with the injuries and the suspensions and all of that. They had to play, maybe they missed half a team for the second leg. So they were mighty unlucky, but make no mistake, they'll be the biggest test so far.
Because they're banging form, and that counts, doesn't it?
They're banging form. They've won 5 on the spin the last home game. I think they beat Norwich 5. They've got a very, very good team. They've got a togetherness. They've been together for a while. They look a really tight unit. And as I said, they're excellently managed. It'll be a big, big test for us. This is one tough, tough game.
How do you do it? Do you go there with a, you know, let's protect what we've got, which is a point, and try and catch them on the counter? How do you do it?
Well, you know, we've played away from home. The one thing that I've tried to put into us is that we must be difficult to beat and have a resilience, because without it in the championship, you get lost and you get beat if you haven't got it. So thankfully, we've found a bit of resilience. We know we're a threat up front. We've got some good players up front. So let's hope we can go and produce another excellent away performance, which is give nothing away. And let's hope we can, with the players we've got, we know we can always create something.
That's just the point I was going to make. You've always got a goal in you, so a clean sheet, you've got a great chance.
Well, you never get beat with a clean sheet, Tom. And, you know, being a defender, you know, and some would say, you know, you're always a bit cautious and this, that and the other. But, you know, from the first day I went into management, I always thought, well, you've got to have a base to work from.
Yeah.
And that's pretty evident. So that's one thing we have worked on. And as I said, with the players we've got up the top end of the pitch, hopefully we can always nick a goal.
Finally, this league, you've not won it, but you've got out 4 times. How tough is this season, though? Because it looks from outside as tough as it's ever been.
Well, you know what's changed over the last 10 years in particular? There used to be a gulf physically between the Premier League. You go and watch a Premier League game, you go and watch a Championship, and you could see a divide in physicality. Now you can't. When you see the running statistics of most teams in the Championship, the one thing they are now is they're as fit and strong and competitive. And the one thing you have to do, I mean, we've still got 32 games to go. and we're in the middle of November. I mean, it's relentless. So it's never going to change. And the one thing you have to be, physically, it is a huge demand. And you have to have a physicality which the Championship demands. And you're right, it is difficult. And that's why nobody can predict it, you know. Nobody can well, mm-hmm. you know, I think there's a few who really, really fancied Newcastle, and I'm sure there's a few who really fancied Villa, mm-hmm. and there's a few who really fancied Norwich because they've been in the big league. Yeah. But, you know, when you see who's up there, you think Huddersfield, for example, did anybody think that they're going in? No. And, you know, when you look at the table, there's always a shock. So nothing surprises me of how difficult it is, you know. You know, you wouldn't think at this particular moment that Derby, Wolves and Villa would be in the bottom half of the Championship. Yeah. That's how tough it is. So, under no illusion, it is difficult. And the one thing you need is a physicality and an honesty. Because without it, in this division, you're goosed.
Have you got it?
Well, we're showing signs of it. And I sincerely hope so. And make no mistake, by the time I finish here, we will have it. Because if we don't, then we'll not succeed. So eventually we'll get there.